one mukar. Tara. Tara Mavida is the Iris, and also Zrizis. As we said last time, that Tara, there's no shar, there's no parent of Tara, because every mida requires Tara. The difference is the Iris is the Sumira, and the Zrizis is the Asi Tov. The Zeriz, the Iris, is a person has to have pichas to be aware of the Itahara, the Benichon of Iris, and you should know the Onshin. We spoke last night very beautifully about Yerushimayim, Yerushimayim, or the Maisa. What do you mean Yerushimayim? The Maisa. Iris, Eishes Chachma, Iris Hashem. What do we mean by that? The Maisa. It means a year for an Einish. The reason why I don't double park, and I would, I don't double park because I'm afraid I'll get a ticket. The reason why I don't go through a red light is I'm afraid I'll get caught. I don't speed on the highway because there's a fear they're going to catch me. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, they're not going to catch you. That's what you think. That you think the government, the state needs money, especially New Jersey. They'll hop you. They'll hop you. They have seeing eyes, especially by Lakewood. You get all your shiva brachim. There's a place there that turns orange to red to green in seconds. And they're waiting for the shiva brachim. They're waiting there for them. If I'm not telling the truth, they think I can convince everyone of it. There's a pachad. This is the oynish. A pachad of an oynish brings zihiris, zahir. When it comes to Zrizis, it's not the pachad of an oynish, but it's the idea that a person be zoros to do the mitzvah. And this he's up against the feeling that ki afris hachamiros gas akiloyach besodim b'torach m'locha. Man is basically lazy. And how does he get out of bed? Rosh Kasvi, Giver Kari, the first tour, Marachayim mentioned these nekudos. How does one get out of bed in the morning? And that is the Zrizis. If one knows he has an obligation, if one knows that he has to make an appointment at a certain time, he has to get to a place at a certain time, he has certain things to do, that gets him out of bed. With the alarm clock, without the alarm clock. So what gets us out of bed? We should get us out of bed is the Modanim Fanecha Melchai Bechayim Shechazarta B'nishmasa. What should get us out of bed is the Akora Satov, that as tired as I was last night, I'm refreshed. The Modanim Fanecha. I have to say Modanim Fanecha. Shechazarta B'nishmasa. The earlier the better. What gets us out of bed is to answer Omei the Birchas HaShachar. Answer only to say kabbalas in the morning. To say kabbalas. Not to be late. To be before the time. To make a goal for yourself that I'm not going to start the daven shachris until I learn a certain amount. Unless I say a certain amount. That I should answer amen to birchas hashachar. Amen to the kaddish derabbanan after kabbalas. A person could be in this yeshiva and has lived his whole life and never answer amen to birchas hashachar. Always comes late. Always comes late, not happens that way, purposely that way, purposely. Especially on Shabbos, now that they tell you the Shochinad is 8 o'clock, we're starting at 7:30. Shochinad is 8 o'clock, so when are we going to come to Daven? We're going to come 7:30. You're going to sit a half hour and say, Psukka de Zimra, can knock it off in 15 minutes. So definitely you're going to come at 7:45. Quarter to 8. You come and kill other, they sing, takes another 5 minutes. So you can come at 10:10 also. You can knock it off, you'll daven shmones, you'll have tefillah b'tzibur. You'll have a tefillah b'tzibur, and you come 20 minutes late. What does 20 minutes late mean? It doesn't mean 20 minutes late. It means 20 minutes more of sleep. So if you're a nizer, like a sheik, that's a rambam, you're a brisket. And the rambam holds, you should have 8 hours of sleep a night. 8 hours into 24 is a third. That means if you may have shim shana, then our life is what? 70 years. A third of 70 is 23 and a third. 23 and a third years of our life asleep. Asleep. That's self chaps a pachad. 23 and a third years of our life asleep. And of course, we'll be nizer, and we have the children have more than that. And you get older, you have more than 8 hours. So therefore, you have a good 25, 26 hours, and many of us are not even that old yet. Going to be sleep. Mamish sleep. So Vashi created his reasons. Who needs this? His reasons, Hashem was put in this world to sleep. Sleep is when I'm tired. I'm exhausted. So this is his reasons a person should have, make cheshbonis. What is he going to do in the next hour? What cheshbonis in the next 2 hours, next 3 hours, next 4 hours? What is he going to do? There's nothing to do. Especially Shabbos, there's nothing to do. Erev Shabbos has nothing to do. Masoi Shabbos has nothing to do until this is a Seder. So already he's nothing to do. So therefore what? Where's his rizus to do Avodas Hashem? Where's his rizus? So the person knows he has something to do. Every hour of the day. Every hour of the day he hasn't got time to shmooze, he hasn't got to do anything. Because unless shmooze is part of his Seder. Yes, he's going to spend time going around to people, say, Shalom Aleichem, how are you feeling? How are you best? That's part of his Seder. Good, that's Valtik. He put that in his Seder. But if not, what is this Tafka? It says, Rizis, Avada is through Torah. The Hashkaf is a Torah that he has to make a Seder in terms of doing Avodas Hashem. At the end, it has to be his Rizis to take out the Atzlis. And that is that he knows he has a Tafka. He has a Tafka in his life. This way puts it together. Both Zeris and Zrizis. The only thing is, Rav Musa learned that when it comes to Limud Rav Musa, which is extremely important, that's important for Zehiris. Mainly Zehiris, you need Musa. To be Nizir, Musa Surach, Levavchim, Yachar, Inechem, Yer Shemayim, to have Yer from Avera, to be medactic in mitzvahs, to be medactic in mitzvahs, to be nizer, and to be machmer, called machmer tov of olo brocho, a yore chet, a yore nefesh. On the other hand, when it comes to zrizis, it's not the musr that's required. Because musr does not bring the maisa in that sense. It brings the hero. Maisa is the zrizis. If you have a schedule, I have to do this at this time, and I have to do this, and I have to do this, and I have to cover a certain amount of ground, and I have to daven in a certain way. And in a doima, a person that prepares the davening, chasim rishonim, rishachas kodim tefilasim, rishachas achar tefilasim. What does that mean? It means you should come in 10 minutes late. So we come in time, we come 10 minutes before, that's a shachas. Just to come in before davening. Coming before davening, in a daima person that comes in before this man is prepare himself in tefillah, in his ativas atalis, that someone that comes in he's already late. He's late to begin with. And some people become ruggle. It's ruggle begach. It's ruggle. Day after day, year after year, you come in the middle of Sukkot Zimra. That's what you're supposed to come in the middle of Sukkot Zimra. Because those that come in before Sukkot Zimra, they're wasting their time. They're wasting learning a Blat Gemara. Well, you can learn a Blat Gemara in an hour. I can knock it off in 10 minutes. So why should we come on time? You're wasting your time. What you can do in 25 minutes of Sukkot Zimra, I can do in 5. And I see how people walk in. They walk in nonchalantly. In the middle of Sukkot Zimra, nonchalantly, you look at the bulletin board, look at this. You're late. I'm not late. You're early. I'm not late. You're early. I'm not late at all. So a person that has goals for himself, that's means business. He's late for davening. What do you mean late for davening? Davening is at 7:30, it's only 7:15. What are you rushing? Because I have a lot to do before. I'm behind schedule. I should have been there 10 after 7. It's a quarter after 7. I'm 5 minutes late because I have certain cheshbonis. I'm late. That's the Zoras. The Zoras has a schedule. If you have no schedule, you have no time. So therefore, this knocks off his business. The limit on Musa doesn't help for that, as much as his ears. This is what the Matnas Chalkum mentions about the Seir Solomon. The Zrizis is to make goals for yourself. And this is Zoras. And the way to do it in the morning, you have to be a Koras HaTov to HaKosh Baruch Hu. I can't wait to say the Modanin Fanecha. I'm getting out of bed to say Modanin Fanecha. I have a Tafkin right away, the Modanin Fanecha. Rav held that you shouldn't say anything after Brechas HaTorah. I don't think Rav said Modanin Fanecha. Not because he was against it, Chalil v'chas, but the idea that he held that before Brechas HaTorah, no Shevach V'Doh can be said. That's not really Talmud Torah. Sabbath, the Talmud Torah. But I think most of us, Shulchan Aruch mentions, the same Modani, I'm not saying it says Mechaber Amo, but you say Modani Tanach HaMelech HaVekayom, especially, I'm sure the Rav will be matter if it's going to be an Indian of Zrizis, it'll get you out of bed. I want to say the Modani Tanach. Modani Tanach. Modani Tanach. Get up with that. Modani Tanach, that Baruch Hashem, I'm able to get out of my sleep and to do the Avos Hashem. So this, I thought, is a contrast between Zeiros on one hand and Zrizis on the other hand, which is all comes from the Yisoyos of Limud HaTorah.